You are listening to Sports 8, all for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. As always, a big hour ahead. We'll hear from Collingwood's Jack Crisp ahead of his side's elimination final against the Eagles. I wonder how they're fitting into WA's Joondalup. We know that they've got some camper vans going because they haven't all been guaranteed a bed. Did you see those photos last night?
I did see the photos, yeah.
Fantastic stuff. I just couldn't help Jared. Think about Adam Simpson's quote to us earlier in the week about Collingwood being a dirty club. And the very next thing I saw was them getting in and out of these Winnebagos.
I wonder if Lee Matthews would have put his hand up for a Winnebago. In fact, he's got his own Winnebago.
I think Lee would have got whatever room he wanted to.
Well, when he said no comment earlier this afternoon or early this evening in the program, I suspect, are you kidding me? I don't do the caravan.
Yeah, I can't believe you
Not as coach.
I can't believe you asked the question.
No, it's pretty silly.
And we'll also discuss where that clash will be won and lost. And also, tennis pro, guru, coach, more importantly, mad Port Adelaide fan Roger Rashid to join us to discuss his beloved club's chances of going all the way and who's going to win the French Open, which is happening in front of us as well. But to kick off the hour, Jared, let's take a look at the elimination final. It is 6th versus 7th.
Yep.
Two teams with very different routes into the finals, and that is the Saints and the Western Bulldogs. It's at the Gabba. It's the Saturday twilight game.
Look, it's a very interesting one. It probably will be the quickest final. Both sides like to put some speed on it. We'll call it the Gabba Grand Prix for just a little bit of
alliteration.
Yeah, did it work? Gabba Grand Prix. So yeah, take that back. Yeah, we'll call it the Gabba Grand Prix just to give it a little bit of character. And let's hope it turns out to be that because
both sides like the fastball movement.
They do like it quick. And,
in different ways, though, must be
well,
said.
Well, exactly. One goes by foot and one goes by handball. I was very much of the view that St Kilda were good things in this. And yet on Monday night on the couch, I put together a list of the midfield of St Kilda and then put the list of the midfield of the Bulldogs up. And I looked at it and I thought, gee, the Dogs are the ones with the superstars.
Dogs have got the names, no doubt.
The Saints have got good players, but they haven't got superstar midfielders.
No, but they've been pretty even as a midfield group.
They have, and they've been good and they've had to be good to get there. But, you know, when you've got Bontempelli, Lockie Hunter.
McRae.
McRae and Liberatore. Yep. I mean, they are in fantastic form. Bailey Smith has been a little bit down at the present time.
Yeah,
I think,
yep.
You know, he's one that could come through. And Dunkley is another one who's underrated still and may well be not in as good a form as he was, you know, a couple of months ago. But, gee, they come into the finals with a unbelievably good midfield in good form. And English, the ruckman, playing well. So
the Saints, Jared, on that note, are a little bit more working class, aren't they? A little bit more of the blue-collar midfield with the likes of Jack Steele, who we know has had an unbelievable year, All-Australian, will win their best and fairest by miles. Seb Ross has been consistent. Zach Jones has been in and out a little bit with injury and has also played on the halfback flank. And then you've got, I don't know if you'd call him the wild card, Jared. You're better at this sort of stuff than me with the descriptions, but you've got Dan Hannabury, who maybe he's not the wild guy, maybe he's the joker in the box, because you just don't know what you're going to get with Dan. He's played big finals before on the biggest stage of all with the Sydney Swans, but his body has let him down, and we really don't know what kind of game we're going to get for him, but he does like big finals.
Look, there's no question about that, but normally he's in much better form than the one he's been in at this stage. So he is he's almost a bonus, isn't he? He's a card that you can play. He won't embarrass you, I don't think. But whether or not he can do better than...
He's capable of a big game, though, I reckon.
He is indeed. But I'd rather him not have a big statistical game, but have a big game with damage. And that's been, you know, the question mark on Hannabury his whole career. It's like, it's not about the 30. It's what you're doing with that football. And if he can nail a few kicks inside 50, set them up, then, you know, he's going to have paid his way. But you look at the difference. The system of the Saints... High disposals, a high kicking game, as we know. They love marks. They've set up for lots of contested marks in the forward line. They have been known to play quick, and I reckon they just slowed it down a little bit a couple of weeks ago, which helped them, because there's no point going fast and then just turning the ball over.
Yep.
They get good looks inside their forward 50. They often score tries. They just run the ball through because they break the line, and I think that that's what the Dogs will want to try and do. Rowan Smith, he'll be trying to hold back the six so they don't get those easy handball over the top and run into an open goal. a high percentage of their goals they kick from about 15 metres out. And they do like to play the boundary. So that's going to be interesting just to see how they can be pressured by the Western Bulldogs, who flick the ball around. They get it by hand, we know. Not a very high-marking side, but they would love Bruce to take a few in that forward line. That's their query to me. Norton also it hasn't gelled. All year it hasn't gelled. They've had to get their goals. Their best forward right now is Mitch Wallace by a long way. Goes in with an injury. They go quick. We know that. Won a ball movement game. And they need a ball movement game to suit their attack because they haven't got the marking power, the proven marking power, that is, to play the other way.
Jared, what do you think Brett Ratton would want to be seeing from Brad Hill?
Just damage. And once again,
he hasn't been able to do it recently.
No, he hasn't done it for probably the whole year.
He's only had 20 disposals three times.
Brad Hill's best game was when you and I were down at Moorabbin. It was freezing cold.
Oh, geez, he was good.
In the warm-up game, the JLT game against Hawthorn, he was on fire.
Sliced them.
He just sliced them up.
But he was getting ball. I know he's playing on the wing, but he was getting ball in the middle of the ground on turnover.
Yep.
Like, that's when he was the most damaging.
And he's still got that in him, and that's why he's got a fantastic finals record, Brad Hill.
Huge.
So I'd be worried about Brad Hill if I'm the Bulldogs, and he's one that he owes them a big game. Now, whether they play him as a high forward or whether they play him on the wing and, you know, basically say the challenge, okay, Lachie Hunter can go forward, but you can go forward too, and I'm going to back your damage versus Lachie Hunter's damage. It's no different from him getting 25 and Hunter getting 25 and him getting 5 and somebody else getting 5 if you tag. So I'd like to see him sort of get involved in the forward line, get his possessions inside that forward 50 or inside the forward half and start to, you know, deliver some goals.
See, the goals thing is a really interesting one for me. Now, a lot of people would say, when you mentioned Brad Hill, he's not a big goal kicker. And I agree with that.
I'm not worried about goal kicking. I'm just worried about score involvement.
No, I 100% agree. What I was going to say was that his last six finals, he's kicked a goal.
Yep.
Because he's been getting ball 60 metres and closer.
Yep.
You know, like, and that's what when I watch Brad Hill this year, Jared, I've seen him get a lot of ball just forward of half back.
Yep.
And that's not where he's damaging.
Mm.
They want him giving. And it's like, Hanbury's not a great ball user going inside 50. That was a knock on him at Sydney.
Yep.
And I don't think he's ever tried to shy away from that. If they can get the ball in Brad Hill's hands when they're going forward inside 50, it only needs 10 to 12 touches. Mm. He doesn't need to be getting 25.
No, I understand that. I think Hanbury's great asset to the Saints is at the stoppage.
Yeah.
Just get it, release it, get it, release it.
Yep.
Okay, if you can break a line and put it on someone's chest, that's fantastic. But getting it and release it to try and neutralise Liberatore and Dunkley, to me, is where he stands up in this final.
So, Jared, who wins and why?
I don't know why I'm tipping the Saints, but I just got a feel. I love the Bulldogs midfield, but I think the Saints have the capacity to hold their defence, hold the Bulldogs forward half, and I think they've got just a slightly better chance of kicking goals.
Yep, I'm tipping the Saints as well, for what it's worth. I just think the Bulldogs rely slightly too much on their stars. Saints have been a little bit more even. But Jared and I are going against the market once again because they are the favourites, the Western Bulldogs. More sports day soon. Collingwood's Jack Crisp to join us out west next.